Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. You're with the doctor on the KKMT Radio Network, and this is Computer Love, and we're about to do that thing the way we do that thing every Friday, 7 p.m.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me.
Gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby with baton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you gotta flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Both kids, and I gotta take all they bad ass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with the girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got Lyco with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that passion. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So, stick by his side. Was dudes falling, yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when you get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
That's right. You're at the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock. Every Friday we do this thing called Computer Love. It's about romance and relationship, guys. Glad you guys came in. We got a bank of callers already coming in. Tonight we got a very provocative show for you. It's called She's Black, She's Bougie, and She's a Sister. Oh, I can't find no good man. I don't want to marry down. Why I got to settle? Excuse me. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get it out. We're going to get it right tonight. Because, if you're on a pedestal and stuff, you're looking down your nose on somebody, you need to be trying to help them up. Straight up, just like they helped you up. You didn't get that by yourself. We're going to figure it out. But again, guys, this is KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock. We want you guys to tune in. Chime in to everything we got going on. We got a social commentary show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. called Introspect. Come and take the journey. We invite you to do so. And every Friday we do this romance and relationship show. We're also going to be doing some business stuff, a business show on Saturdays called Club Success. Hopefully we'll be live streaming that for you. But, we got a bank of callers. I just want to know, if you want a prenup, if you don't want a prenup, We want prenups. By the way, guys, this is the way it works. The rules of the game are you call 718-508-908, and my producer, if you hit the number one, my producer will bring you in. He'll, you know, let you make your question or comment, let you do your thing. You can chime in, and we can talk about it. 404-839, that's them brown, that's a, look like them brown babies up there in ATL. Brown baby in ATL, 404-839, what you talking about?
Nothing much, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. We just played your theme song.
I missed it. I just called in because I know it's time to call. I'm like so
mad.
Yeah,
she's
no
gold digger.
On.
She don't mess with no broke nigga.
I'm going to get my info anyway.
How you doing today?
It's been better.
It's going to be all right because we're going to make it all right. Hey, look here. What do you think about the topic tonight, Black and Bougie Sisters? Is she valid or is she malicious? Can she find a good black man?
Can a black woman find a good black man?
Yeah, you know, the corporate black, you know, the scenario is about the corporate, you know, professional
type.
Oh,
yes.
They're saying they can't find no man on their level. You know, they're making six figures. You know, they want to find a brother who's Gucci down, you know, bourgeoisie. You know how we
do.
And
they're the same ones with the Bentleys and the Aston Martins riding out E on the leaf.
Touche.
Blah, blah, blah. My man works. Corporate. He works for the gas company. We have fun going fishing. We got
Thank you.
A to point B, but we still do it big when we want to. I mean, it's nothing. All that extra stuff is not even that serious to me.
And y'all still putting a dent in that mattress.
Exactly.
Better love that. What
you
a love.
Doing it.
That's what I keep telling them, man. You know, I think, you know, the saddest part about it is 404 is people put a price tag on love today.
Exactly.
That's a sad state of affairs. Love.
We go fishing. We still to dig for our own baits. I mean, it's an experience. My son loves to be out in the woods digging for baits. I mean, it's not that we can't go to Walmart and buy a $3 a bucket of them, but we still, that's just the whole thing. Why? In $3, man, that's something else to get. We get something else and have fun doing it. And, of course, I'm the only woman in the house, so I'm still going to bitch about it being hot. You know, but I still like to see my boys having fun. So, I mean, we just love it.
Yeah, I'm not pumping up Wally World, but, you know, the Dr. Rock got a daughter in college and two G-babies in private school. I got on some Walmart shorts right now. It ain't about what I... What about my character? What about my integrity? What about what I bring to the table with my intellectual prowess? What about that?
Exactly. What about the fact that you take on a woman and a child knowing that... Because my boys and I are 20 years apart.
Okay. Oh, really?
I'm hearing 60, 40.
Wait, whoa. Back up. You said how many?
20.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't know that. How did that happen?
I wouldn't have it any other way because I can't deal with stupid niggas my age because I'm half stupid myself.
Okay. Yeah, he's more mature, I'm sure.
Very much. All he wanted to do is work. He worked 16, 17 hours a day and come home. All he wanted to home cook, meal, clean house, and shit. Some good love making.
Go.
No, Taylor's love makes me sex. I'm getting back out, you know. He has a good heart.
That's what I'm talking about. It's about the person, guys. You heard it from the doctor. You know, if you put a dollar on that love thing, it ain't going to work. Hey, look here, hang tight. We got some other callers coming in. I got a deep breath. I want to get that brother's opinion on these black bougie sisters who can't find him a good man. 713-301. She's black, she's professional, she's bougie, and she can't find a man on her level. Can you help her out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hold on a second. I got 713-301 in. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hey,
yeah.
I would say we are at any level we want to go. Financial, to electrical, thuggish, whatever she wants, she can find.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Let's open our eyes and look and mind and look around.
Well, you know, let's deal with this thing, though. Let's psychologically break it down. That's what the doctor's always about. Why is she saying these things? You know, the question is always why. Are they valid or malicious, as we say it? Does she have a valid point? You know what I mean? Being able
just
to find a man on the level.
And conquer type scenario.
Say that again, please.
It's just another form of a divide and conquer type of scenario.
Okay. And
we'll
she doesn't even know that she's partaking in it, does she?
Nope, she really doesn't know. We don't know what's going on. You know, we as they say, the evil one is out to destroy the family altogether, all the time. So,
yeah,
you just be aware and just open up your mind and see what's what. You know, a good reminder is something like Claudine. I don't know if you remember that with
James Earl Jones and Carol.
Right. He was a garbage man, and then, you know, like you have some of these professional middle class workers that are outperforming pay wise some of your top level professionals.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You look at some of your IT.
Some blue collar guys that make good paper.
Yeah, you look at some of your IT, like web designers or people on that magnitude. They're making $90,000-$100,000 a year or better. And you're talking about you're sitting behind a desk or at Chase Manhattan Bank or bank teller or whatever you want to be, intellectual with so and so who got keys to the vault, but
you're only
making $60,000 a year.
You're stressed out trying to maintain $100,000.
It's a mind thing.
Wardrobe, and you're only making $75,000 or $50,000 a year.
Yeah, it's a mind thing.
Yeah, exactly.
James Brown used to say, money won't change you, but time will. And it's about time that we came together and quit letting these stereotypes divide and conquer us.
Yeah, touche. And that's what it's doing. I hate to see that. I've just seen it all over the internet in the last couple of weeks where, you know, these sisters are unsatisfied. They're professional. You know, I want to ask the sisters out there, though, you know, what happened when you didn't have all this? I mean, like for the last, 10,000 years maybe? Let's get 404-909. It's another one of these beautiful bombshells out of Atlanta. 404-909. She's black. She's bougie. She's a sister. She can't find a good man. What's the problem?
First of all, they have to go to jail. I'm only kidding. No, there's
you didn't have to go there.
I went there. I'm so
sorry.
Wait,
why are you going to put on a brother on the
couch? I just want to make you laugh. I want to make everybody laugh. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on, we need some.
You're a comedian, right? Keep your day job.
Okay,
good job. Go ahead.
No, honey, Dr. Rock.
Okay.
Good man, really. I'm gonna
why is it that she can't find? The question is, why is it that she can't find a good man?
Because she has a problem. Her expectation is too high.
Hmm.
You know, she has a lower standard. Just a little bit.
Oh, that's two in a row.
Never, never lower standards. I am being hard on the sister tonight, okay, and the brothers.
The first person to get booed twice on the Dr. Rock show. Oh, you dickhead. Hey, look here, hold that thought. We got a hand up in the chat room. 309-808. Is that 309-808? Chime in with the doctor.
This is Kiki Akins.
Hey, Miss Kiki.
Totally. Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
She's black. She's bougie. She's a sister. Is her dilemma valid? I mean, what's going on with these sisters nowadays? Can she find a good black man?
Yes, but I don't think it's so much that her standards are high. I just think it's more that who she searched for and where she at in life. It's always a compatibility with people. And different mates have to honestly find what they're looking for in their own section. If you're making $100,000, would a guy that's making $35,000 a year be satisfied to you? Or is that woman willing to actually be down for her man? And also,
can you say that again, please?
Also be down for her man and help him make that change. It's all about in what we know. It's all about in how we do it.
That's what the doctor's talking about. Is you ain't. If you ain't riding, move around. Just like I would ride or die with you when you was down. When you didn't have nothing, when you was flipping them hamburgers at Burger King, I'm sorry. No, you was on fries. But I was down with you, and we came up together. No, not you specifically, in generals. You know, we came up together, is what I'm saying. Dr. Rock is a proponent of, you know, creating a successful relationship, therefore reestablishing the foundation of America, which is the family unit. And that's what we want to, you know, we want to promote positive communication about these type of issues. I ain't blasting nobody. And I'm glad that a sister calls in and can say those type of things.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. We want people to know that everybody's not like that. You know, it's not a general consensus. This is not par for the course. It is just a few sisters who have gotten a little bit, and it blew their head totally out of whack. You know, I tell people say, well, money won't change you, Dr. Rock. Excuse my French, bull crap.
There
money
you go.
Get you some and see what happens. You start hiding from your relatives. You know, you don't even want to talk to the people you used to talk to and hang out with. All of a sudden, your nose, you know, points due north. And you forgot from whence you came. Next door to Miss Johnson over there in the hood.
But you know, Tom, Dr. Love, I was married to a millionaire.
That's
so
Dr. Rock.
I know. Dr. Rock. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I was married to a millionaire, so I know how it is on both ends. But being married to one made me appreciate one that worked 9 to 5 also.
That.
Because money do change a person. Even though I was with a millionaire, I gave back. I gave back to my community. I worked. I worked for the family. I made money. I saved money. I put up money. I don't love money, and money don't make me.
Yeah, there's no problem with having some money. The money is not the evil. The root of the love of money is the root of all evil. Not the money itself, but the love of money. Hold that thought right quick, Miss Kiki. We got another mail caller coming in. That's 832-207, my illustrious producer, Professor K. She's black, she's bougie, and she's making 6 figures, and you can't hang with her. What's up?
Well, me personally, I don't think it'd be, right, for example, someone said earlier about money changing someone. I don't even think it's a matter of money changing someone. It's the real question of, does the money allow this person's true self to come out? Like they said, alcohol is like a truth serum oftentimes. Money is a truth serum also. It can allow a person's true self come out. So maybe she was, you know, maybe she was staying next door to Miss Lily going to the Cool Cup House, you know, down in the hood because she didn't have any other choices. So now maybe she's got a little money. Maybe her true self comes out.
So as a black man in America, I want to know if the concerns and the issues of these pseudo-professional sisters, are their concerns valid?
I don't think they're valid in this sense. I mean, the more this is just with anybody, with anything. The more qualifications you place on a situation, the harder it is going to be to satisfy yourself in regards to that situation. For example, you want a man who's 6'3", who's got who's bald, make $100,000 a year, got a goatee. He's got to have a 44. Suit size, got to drive a black vehicle. All those qualifications that you're putting on this situation, you're gonna push yourself out.
So what are you saying?
She's creating
the impossible mission. Back in the day they used to have singles.
IBM, the ideal black man.
That's what I'm saying.
The ideal. Well, yeah. I mean, she's creating that in her own mind. He has to have this. He has to have that. He has to have this. He has to have that. I mean. It's nonsensical to me in this sense. The more qualification you place on it, mathematically speaking and probability speaking, it's just not going to happen for you.
Yeah.
Most likely. It's not going to happen for you.
Mathematically speaking, you pretty much, you lessen the laws of probability in finding that when you add, again, you write so many different unknown variables. How many of us are perfect? By the way, sisters, when y'all pass by the mirror, take a look. If you see perfection, then I guess you're going to be looking for it. Let me get 806-777 on the line. That's my bestest of friend. Let's see if we can get a female with some logic on the subject. And let's see, she's black, she's bougie, she's a sister, and she's a pseudo-professional, and she got to have a man on her standards because she don't want to marry down. Are her issues valid, 806?
it just all depends on what she's looking at. But I personally, I think if you're looking for a good man, you look at the man, you look at the inside of the man, you look at his character, you look at his possibilities. You look at if he can work with me. If he's a good man, then I think you should reach for him and try to work with him. If he don't know the way, then teach him the way. Help pull him along to where you are. But don't pass him by because you think he's beneath you.
But I need to ask you a question, 777. I mean, women have recently, just what? What's it been, the last 50, 60 years that women have been able to traverse the corporate workforce and make some decent money? And have they forgotten that for thousands of years, men have taken care of women since the beginning of time? Have they forgotten that? And is this how they return the favor?
I don't think they've forgotten it. They're just overlooking it. They just don't want to see it, and they don't, you know. And women, when they get to a point where they're making it, yeah, maybe they have forgotten it. They forgot where they came from, how the man helped them, and sometimes the man helped them get to where they are. So they forget about that. I think so.
Yeah, doctors met, you know, ladies later on in their lives, and their husbands were working, you know, maybe on the docks, and they were going to college, and they achieved their degrees, and they want to get with the doctor, and they say some things like, "I've outgrown him." And I'm like,
right.
Well, baby, you probably outgrow me too, you know, if you have that type of mentality. And, I mean, that man helped you get to where you are today. So, you know, but, you know, we're going to keep moving on. I got a bunch. Oh, we got a bank of callers coming in. We got my brother-in-law, 832-322. She's black. She's bougie. And is she valid in her attempts to say, well, I can't find me a good man. He ain't worthy. I mean, what's going on, 832-322?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mr. Rock?
And we're talking about the black Clark Gable over here. We're talking about the black Clark Gable. Now, I know this brother knows. Is she valid in her issues? I mean, saying that she can't find a good man because she's making six figures and he ain't?
Well, you know what? Actually, in a way, yes. But only because of the mentality. I've heard just a piece of it that just came in. Appreciate everybody getting online and talking a little bit about it because it's real important. But, you know, if we understand a little more about what we're trying to accomplish in this stuff, you know, people trying to get together, you know, you figure out what your reasons are for getting together, and then you live with that. You know, you live with what you get, you live with what you got, and you only pursue what you want.
Everything else is, if the man
stays home and the woman works, ain't nothing wrong with that as long as that's what you all agree on. You know,
right.
if it's a combination of things, hey, you know, do what you do and don't let anybody else tell you how it should be. And that's where it works for you.
Don't let society dictate your house.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here, guys. We got a bank of callers. I wish I had a producer tonight. Look here, we missed this guy here, 832-546. She's black and she's bougie, and she can't find a good man. Hi, Yella. What's the deal?
Hey, Dr. Rock, what the deal is, don't nobody want no fellow wife no more. They want a lady to be a lady.
Uh-oh.
All right, and that's
what
we need to work. That's what we need.
So go ahead now. Come on. Preach on it.
You know, yeah, women want men to be men, and men want women to be women. Okay?
Please.
Taking a bougie woman out to a nice fabulous restaurant, and she got all this ghetto-ness on her. Come on now.
Hello.
What we want? I want a lady to be a lady. I want to dress appropriately.
Right.
You know, and use the correct vernacular, English, that is.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Here we go.
When do we put that ghetto-ness down and pick up some real language? You know, so we can speak and understand and be intellectual at the same time.
Well, when you take her out, you got to take her. She got to get some scrimps and strawberries across the street.
and use the dairy butter knife to cut the steak, huh? Okay. Okay. That's my feel thing, Dr. Rock.
hey, I appreciate it. Looking for where's the love? Dr. Rock's still looking for the love. But we're going to keep looking. 404-547. You want to chime in? If you do, hit that number one. We're going to bring 954-744 in right quick. 954-744. You want to do that thing? Baby, do that thing.
Seth Lee.
She's black and bougie. She got a master's degree like you. She don't need no man.
Oh, no, I never said that.
Well, speak on it, sister. This is your dime. It's your time.
I'm driving, so I'm just listening tonight.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second, because I think that 404 got something on her mind, and we're going to bring her in a matter of time. I ain't even no rapper, but we're going to make it rhyme. 404-547. You got something on your mind? She's black.
Yes.
She's bougie. Oh, but, I mean, you know, whoa. She's making six figures. She can't find a good man.
Dr. Rock, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have several friends, at least 10 ladies, and we go out and, you know, have dinner, and we go to the club. There's no men. I mean, truly, we're out, 10 women. There's men at the bar. They're minding their own business. We're minding our own business. We're not connecting. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Why are you guys not connecting?
I have no
idea.
I mean, we're not bougie. These are wonderful sisters. I mean, they're my friends, so they're down to earth. They're good people. They're looking for a good man. They're not finding a good man. And I'm really sorry for them right now.
Well, what are they looking for? And are they good men? And
they're good
women. Your opinion might be somewhat biased, but those men may not feel the same way that you feel.
They want simplicity in their life. I mean, they want somebody who's going to work a 9-to-5 job and come home, take care of the grass, take care of the lawn, and,
Hold on. The plantation is shutting down. And the brother's the first one to go. Obviously, it's the first time you listen to our show. In the next 5 years, the plantation's going to be 8 to 10. In the next, you're going to have 80% females working, and brothers ain't got no job. The plantation is shutting down. They're laying off every day.
Well, baby, they need
and
to
you know what? And black men took care of women when they didn't have nothing.
And we're willing to take care of the black man. I would take care of my husband, my boyfriend.
About two minutes?
No, honey.
We're talking about love here, 404. We're talking about love.
No, Dr. Rock. Sorry.
About love.
I would take care of him. I mean, if he's cooking dinner, taking care of the kids, washing the cars, if he's doing what he's supposed to do in the house, in my household, in our household, rather, I mean, I would take care of him.
Okay.
Really.
So
it's not that
can
serious.
You bring home the bacon?
I'm sorry?
Can you bring home the bacon?
Yes, I would.
And he got to cook it up.
Yes,
you still going to put on your sexy, sexy form?
Yes, I'll be sexy, sexy form. You got to be Dr. Mr. Mom, and I'll be hardworking, hardworking man in town.
No, that's better.
Yeah,
we like kind of like that one. I mean, we're trying to make sense of this dichotomy. We don't want sisters to think that because you're making six figures, you can't find a man on your level. Because when brothers were in corporate America, just like the doctor, I'm talking about 1976. We made a way, and we accepted women because their lip curled up in the corner when they say certain syllables, because their eyes dance off the sun. It wasn't about, the fact of what you were making. Money and love have nothing in common. That's the problem, guys. We got to get out of that thing.
That's true.
We got to get
out
of that.
It's not about the money. It's not about the money. I'm serious, really.
So where's the love then, 404? Where's the love? My brother can't get love. I think he was blasting the brothers by being incarcerated. We know that that's the system. A brother just got out of jail the other day, did 27 years on a rape case. DNA proved him. That's deoxyribonucleic acid. Proved him totally innocent. 27 years of his life gone.
I'm sorry for that brother, but I'm sure he'll
where
be paid
that? Sister
very
that.
Well.
Oh, it was probably a sister that pointed him out. Come on.
I don't
think work this thing out, man.
No.
I'm just saying, we got to work this thing out. Hold that thought. We're going to bring up, let me see, we got a bunch. I want to bring my brother-in-law black in, because he's blacker than black. This is a real man. And he understands this life thing. And again, the doctor is not trying to divide and conquer. The doctor is trying to put this thing back together. Again, we promote the fact that the family unit is the foundation of any social order anywhere on this planet. So is that family unit. So is that society. And we're promoting that people start, touching each other with a gentle touch and understanding. And, again, what I want to understand is that brothers that make six figures had no problems picking up a chick who was on the bus stop. Because her hips were curved and fit that pencil skirt oh so right. She had nothing. Took her to the house, put her in a suburb, put her in a Volvo. Was it the Volvo, brother, or was it Benzo?
Either one.
Gave her a credit card. have these sisters forgotten? I mean, are they arrogant or egotistical or asinine? Yeah, the doctor said it. I mean, what's going on with black women today? Come on with it, brother-in-law.
Yeah, you know what? I listen to you, man. I'm hearing what you're saying. And, you know, one of the things that we have to do is kind of, I keep going back to that and saying, you know, kind of understand and decide. But you know what? If we realize that you miss out on a lot of people because they're not at your station, people who have a lot of things to offer, we look for people like ourselves. We look for people in our same positions. We look for people to drive what we drive.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been, you know me, I drive pretty much anything. And I'll step out in a nice suit, look like
good
I'm
move.
Coming out of the boardroom. You know, it's more about understanding that there's so much in everybody. You know, you don't need everything just like you.
Yeah.
You know, you need to understand that you might find somebody that you can find something in that does work, you know, out there cleaning the streets. And he might be somebody who's really sharp. You just don't know because you won't talk to him.
Yeah, but the doctor wants to put it out there. I want to put it out there. Does money equate character? Because, I mean, I know some people got some money, and they dangling verbs and splitting participles straight up. You know what I mean? And we got a private caller just came in. Private caller, you're on the Dr. Rock Show with KKMT Radio Network. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, you got to hit the number one. We got a private caller. I guess they don't want nobody to know who they are. We cool with that. You ain't got to say your name. You know, we ain't got to even do that. It looks like they got something to say. They got something on their mind. So we're going to let them get
I'm coming in on this. I need to know what's going on. I just all I got was bougie sisters.
She's black. She's bougie. She's a sister, and she can't find a good man. Is she all of that in the bag of chips, or is she just tripping, straight tripping?
I don't know about her. I know about me.
I think this sounds like some upstate people.
No, I don't think it matters where you live. I think it is what it is. I think it depends on who you are and where you are. And what it is that you're seeking for. By demographics, maybe the South, but no.
Acknowledge.
You know, knowledge.
Come on with it.
Hello?
Come on with it.
There was another gentleman that I wanted to. He was talking. Can you bring him in?
What was he saying? Was it my brother-in-law?
I don't know. He was just saying that, you know, he has something to say. Whoever it was that you put before me.
Before you, 832-322, chime in right quick. This is an upstate New Yorker.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm here. Would you like to say something, to add something, tell something?
Well, yeah, I just want to add something. I think you're absolutely right. I think that the bottom line is we need to get to know people. And, I mean, it's, you know, whether it's a love, it depends on what you're looking for. You know, but you can't deny someone because of, I mean, any particular reason. Whatever is behind your name, your PhD, you may be a street cleaner, like you said. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're all human beings. And it's not always about what we like. You can't find what you like. I mean, maybe it's not meant to be. I came in. I didn't know I was supposed to click it, but I heard what you had to say.
Okay.
I'm very passionate about it. But that
bougie
thing, I just want to know, what's a bougie sister?
Bourgeoisie.
Well, you know they got a lot of bougie sisters out here who think
what's a bougie sister? What's a
bougie
sister?
Sister?
Yeah, what's a bougie sister?
You know, when you see it, it's hard to describe it.
No.
You know, I have a friend sitting here, and what he said is it's a what?
Insecure man.
Oh, well, he's trying to get something tonight. Wait, been there. This is how this works.
I'm not, you know what,
brakes now, pump your brakes.
Huh?
Pump your brakes. I'll give you a definition if you want one now.
Yeah, give me one. Give it.
Okay, and all you got to do is look it up. You can Google it. It ain't that hard. Bougie is, again, that individual that's somewhere but thinks that they deserve to be somewhere else as far as a social echelon. That's what it is. She's trying to be something that maybe she's not even ready for. You know, if
but
you flipping
she's not
hamburgers,
bougie. She's famous.
Wait, right quick. If you flipping hamburgers and you think you deserve a six-figure brother, you know, you need to check yourself. You may not even be ready to move in those circles. Go ahead.
Well, Well, I don't think that's realistic to be a hamburger flipper on a six-figure budget.
Check it out. That's the definition. Check it out, okay?
Well, hold on now, because I've been a hamburger flipper now. And,
there you go, my brother. You better have nothing wrong with being a hamburger flipper.
And you're far off from that right now. You know, but you know what? One thing that I realize is that, you know, like I say, I mean, I'm kind of redundant sometimes because I really believe what I believe, and that is that everybody has something to offer. And when you recognize that and you stand pat on that and you realize that you can talk to, I can talk to somebody sitting up in the boardroom, and I can talk to somebody down there scrubbing floors, and I can be myself with those, with both of them. And I don't have a problem. I don't have to put on airs. What I am and how I am, that's how I am.
I am who I am.
No matter what.
And that's
either
all that
you
I
accept
am.
Me, I'm accepted for who I am, or I am not. I agree with you, my brother. Right. I'll listen to you for a minute. You got something to say?
Yeah. Okay, guys, hold on a second. Don't nobody go nowhere. We're going to bring in 832-207. You know, 832-207. And, you know, I think that's really the hard part. You know, some brothers will say and agree with anything just to get down. You know,
well, I was gonna talk about the definition of
power. We gotta speak truth to the Putin nanny. We gotta just let him know, you know, baby, if you can't accept me for who I am, and if I gotta give you some money, you know, real dogs don't even pay for cat. This coming from the doctor, you know. But if you gotta come like that, then you know, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, and I was gonna say, talking about the definition of a bougie sister. I mean, I think it's just someone who's unnecessarily pretentious. Someone says something about insecure men. I think it's more of a woman's boo. She's insecure herself. She doesn't embrace a person based on their character or their integrity. She embraces a person based on how many zeros they got in their bank account or how many K's they put down for a year. Yeah, but materialism, materialistic things. That's what we're talking about bougie. A rejection of character and rejection of integrity and a complete embracement of things material. I mean, for example, like you said, you won't give that guy driving the bus. You know, you might have a job working, you know, regional VP at AT&T or whatever you want to call it. And then this guy, he may be a truck driver.
Yeah.
Or maybe a city worker. And you won't give this time of day. Not even for romantic endeavors, just the time of day in recognizing his dignity and humanity. Because
He
got on his City of Houston uniform, and you know that you know his income range in that City of Houston uniform, and you already know this guy's not even in my league, date wise or human being wise. That's what we call a bougie sister.
I don't know, but the doctor's been raised to look, you know, say if I'm looking down my nose at somebody, I got to be trying to help them up. I mean, that's the way I'm at. I mean, I don't know about nobody else. Again, I know people, you know, that got what they got, and you know what? A whole bunch of plantation Negroes been straight paid because, you know, they put their heads down and they looked at people's shoes. And the ones that really had the character couldn't get that. They couldn't get that stability because, you know, they, again, spoke that power they spoke truth to power. So a lot of times, you know, it irks me when my people call in and because they've been on the plantation for 30 years, you know, making Master Gilmore's products, you know, plowing the North 40, we think we all of that. We need to check that. Where is the character? Where is the integrity? Where is the love? The social, the family unit is the essence of a social unit. We got to put this thing back together, guys, not divide it and make it worse. I mean, if you think you're better than somebody because you got more money in your pocket than they do, I think you're playing yourself. And, I mean, we just got to be real with it. And if you're playing yourself, now, but I still need to understand the psychology of the young sisters that were talking to Steve Harvey about that they were, you know, master degreed and they drove these type of cars and they've traversed corporate America and they've achieved these type of levels of, you know, what we're going to say, levels on the plantation. I ain't that impressed. If you ain't entrepreneurial, Dr. Rock don't feel like, other than the fact that somebody gave it to you, you ain't all of that. 75% of black people working in government jobs because they filed that discrimination thing back in the day, and the government was the only entity that they could command to give you a job and not discriminate against you. Private industry didn't do that. Now, up north, it's a little bit different, you know, the auto industries and so forth. But I still want to understand the psyche of a young black sister, who's come up, who pretty much probably came out the hood. Now, she could have been middle class, you know, but if you're equating a man's character to his material wealth, I think you're going to pretty much hurt yourself, you know, on a real tip. You know, you're pretty much just going to hurt yourself. So let's get it crunk back up again. Let's get some of these callers. Let's see, 832-546. Let me ask you this. Is she saying that she's better than you?
Who?
The sister. Yeah, that sister making them six figures, and you ain't got it.
No, she'll never be better than me. As long as she on God's green earth, breathing the same air, getting the same heat here in Houston, she'll never be better than me. I get mine. I'm a self-made millionaire, okay?
Is that what she's saying?
I get up every day.
Is that what she's saying?
No, I don't think so. I think what she's saying is, you know, we come too far as a race to allow foolishness to keep holding us back. And we've got to do something better to rebuild that's the American family.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's time for us to either work together. I can't keep rowing the boat if you want to lay there and sleep all day.
There you go. Okay? You got to row sometime.
You got to row sometime. Sometimes you got to come home and take care of them kids. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered with them kids.
Yeah.
All right, sometimes I got to cook some hot dogs and stuff.
It's a team effort. By the way, the doctor wants to let everybody know I got the power of the button over here. You know, I got the power of the button. Understand. And that's the way it's going to work. This is the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock, and you're on Computer Love every Friday and every Friday by 7 p.m. Central Time over here, and we do it big. So we're gonna talk about it, and we're going to respect everybody's opinion. I'm cool with that. But in the end, the doctor wants to know now, what's the solution? Are there some solutions? Is there a way for us to fix this dichotomy? Because we definitely don't need to be divided. Are there any solutions? Anybody want to chime in? Hit that number one. I need some solutions. Everybody knows the problems. Everybody knows the problems. I've realized that dealing with social commentary and black issues in the diaspora for 20, 30, 40 years. Nobody has a solution. Nobody's got a solution. Hold on. Wait a minute. 806-777. How can we fix this?
Well, I think if you sit down and talk, and really the key to it all is communication. If you sit down and talk about it and see where it is you are and what it is you want to do and what it is you can do together, then I think you can come up with more of a solution or to whatever problem it is. But if you don't communicate it and just walk past it and like, oh, you need to be doing this because I'm working or you need to be doing this, you know, and it's going to be a problem.
But, Adolphe, I want to ask you a question. What happened during all those years that black men were working and sisters were sitting at the house?
I think they just forgot about where they came from.
I mean, they ain't got to look much further than their own mama.
They don't have to, but sometimes when in a woman's mind, when she gets, oh, I got here now, I don't have to work, I don't have to do nothing, so you go out and make the money. And that's just, as they get this attitude, they kind of speak, you know, so they have to remember where they came from. They have to remember that he worked hard to get me here, and he's the reason I'm here. You know, because a lot of times men will work harder to help a woman get to the position she want to be, but once she gets there, she forgets that he helped her along the way. So it could be the same all the way around.
Yeah, a lot of us are quick to say, nobody did nothing for me. I got here on my own, you know, validity.
Yeah.
And believe me, none of us can do it by ourselves, guys. None of us. Somebody gave you an opportunity. Somebody was down with OPP or otherwise, you wouldn't have got the break that you got. And you could have very well been that person without that material wealth. And would you want to be treated like this? I'm going to guarantee you, just because you got a couple of pseudo-education plaques on the wall, you know, and think you can, you know, you got a little old J-O-B, the doctor will let you know I probably forgotten more than most of them going to ever know in their lifetime. Straight up. You know, if you want to kick that knowledge, and if it's about communication, then bring it on. Come on with it, because I'm about looking for, you know, a partner in life. And I know the churches used to say, you know, don't be unequally yoked. Well, ain't nothing equal on this planet. Dr. Rock is of the opinion that we may not be equal in anything we do, because you might make my omelet more than I make yours, and I'll probably work on your car more than you work on mine. However, we can be in agreement. You know, if we're in agreement, I think we might be able to get some things accomplished. If we're in agreement and we can cooperate, I mean, I think we can do some things. 404-909. You still there?
I am still here.
Do you think it's possible for two people to be in agreement and work together on a plan, a master plan? You know, you said, baby, look, put on those peach-colored booty shorts I like. It's Sunday evening. Let's put on some cool jazz. Let's crank up that good bottle of vino you got, that good bottle you've been saving, and let's see if we can come up with a master plan together. I mean, what's wrong with that scenario?
Nothing wrong with that. That's possible. Totally possible.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen at all. That's the problem. I think 806 said it, you know, about communication. It just doesn't happen that often. Why is it? It's not happening. Why?
I'm going to, like I say, I live in Atlanta. I have girlfriends, and we go out, and we go out together, we meet together. No one asks us to dance. I mean, it's just, we're all the guys.
You know what? That's that herd mentality. You already got the plan before y'all leave the house. Y'all already got the plan. We're going to go up here. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to dance with each other. We're going to be fuddy-duddy, and we ain't going to get nobody time of day.
That's not true. They're looking for one.
Fortunately.
We're all looking for one.
Okay, cool. Well, like I said, you know, all I'm saying is that we got to work together. But I got Miss Kiki. I want to bring Miss Kiki back in on this. I'm sure she wants to chime in. That's 309-808. Miss Kiki, we're just trying to fix it. You got some solutions for us?
Basically, communication,
that's
understanding
important.
Each other.
Yeah.
Knowing how to talk to each other. You know, today I was reading about unconditional love.
Mm.
A lot of people say they looked for that, but do they really know what it is?
Yeah.
You know, that has a lot to do with it. Every one of us have a place in this world. And the best way I could tell everybody is through the Bible. And if you don't have that knowledge, you're going to keep trying. We always going to be searching and looking. You know, the Bible has rules for marriages, relationships. And if we don't follow them, we'll always be looking.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to be searching for something because we're an empty vessel.
Mm-hmm.
There's something missing inside of you when you can't connect with a person on a very humanitarian level. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, you know, something happened in your life that you need to get right. When you can't feel the pain of another individual, it's all about you. You know, I got mine and he got to get his. Or I got mine and she got to get hers. There's something wrong when we can't be Christ-like. And the doctor will tell you, that's my problem with a lot of Christians. They lack of Christianity. Because I haven't been to the church and the sisters with the Donna Karen suit and the $100 hats and the brother trying to, you know, do the windshields at the corner. Oh, they'll curse that brother out like a soldier. Where's the love in that? You know, you just came out of church. Where is the love in that? That's all I'm trying to find out if we still got some love and humanity in us as a people. I'm not sure if we do or not. 832-207. Is there any love left?
Well, I'm sure there is some left. The question is,
where is it?
We already
did a show on the death of matrimony. I mean, you know.
Where is it? I mean, you know what I think is happening?
Say again?
I said, you know what I think is happening? You know what? Okay, I think it's kind of like, in terms of our psychology, we're almost like recovering crack or heroin addicts.
Just like
drugs, it changes the biochemical responses in your brain. You make you think that you need it. You have to get off of that. Just like how we've been socialized and conditioned, not, you know, by ourselves, too, because, you know, we can get into that a little bit later about the things that that we've learned growing up.
Yeah,
the things
we're cranking
that we
up
value,
the door.
You know, we place more stock in value and not in value. So it's like I said, we're like recovering crack and heroin addicts. So we have to get to the point where we're willing to admit that we have a problem, and then we have to commit to actually solving it. That's the solution within itself. You have to actually commit to solving it. You know what to do, but you're so addicted. You might know what to do, but you might be so addicted to one way that you can't go to the other way. You're like, I knew I should have done that, but I just can't. I can't.
Right.
So you know you need to treat these. You know you need to treat people with humanity and recognize their dignity.
Yeah.
Although you making six figures and they're, you know, making $6 an hour or whatever minimum wage is now, you know you should, but you say, man, I should have did this, I should have did that, but I can't. I just can't.
And like
I
my
mean,
dad
that's
said, just flip the script. Would you want to be treated like that if the shoe was on the other foot, as they say?
Golden rule. You learn in kindergarten.
Yeah. it ain't that major. You know, do not major in the minors, guys. We need to understand these things. We need each other as a people. Very important that we put the family unit back together as an African in America. We need to put the family units back together so that we can be a stronger people. Because now, right now we're decimated. And we're fighting over trivial things, guys. You know, let's do the math on this. Okay, she making 150, 125 a year, and he's making, let's say 35. Let's say 40, okay? Now, what we're talking about is, 165? Now, if you maintain a lifestyle at about $75,000 or $80,000, it doesn't really matter if that other 35 or 40 is even coming in the household. As long as that person is not trying to take from the value of savings and the future of the kids and they're really doing, you know, having some input. I remember sister saying, you know, as a mother, as a woman, what I do at home is valuable. But now I think one of the 4404 said, when Mr. Mom says that same thing, everybody laughs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't make oatmeal cookies. He can't change a diaper and put formula in a bottle. It ain't that difficult. Some fathers are very good nurturers. And I'm not saying that women are not, because women are created to nurture. That is their purpose. I understand that. But, and what happens when you do the six figures? To get there, you got to crawl, you got to go through some muck and the mire. You got to do some dirt to get there. I'm going to tell you right now. When you hit that six-figure level, you got to walk on the back of some of the people that you probably were friends with. But if that's what you're willing to do to get there, then so be it. If it's all about money and you're willing to sell your soul to the devil for a dollar, again, then so be it. You know, I think there was a movie I called Million Dollar Deal. You know, the guy who was going to give his wife to this guy for $1 million for one night. I can't remember the name of the movie.
Oh, The Indecent Proposal.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Now, this is the key. The key is not what would you do for $1 million. The key is what wouldn't you do for $1 million? Because most people are turning flips. I'm just going to be real with you. You know, most people, you start throwing C-notes and $1,000 at them, and, you know, you can point somebody out, and they'll take a chance. Money can buy tomorrow's destiny. I'm just going to let you know about it. You know, we know we live in America. We live in the land of opulence. We live in the land of milk and honey. Ain't a damn thing funny. But if I can buy your character for some money, and I need to know this. I need to know, can I buy you 832-207? Can I buy you? Are you for sale?
Can you buy me?
Are you for sale?
Am I for sale? I can't even think of a good joke or comeback for that.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
no, I'm not.
I need to know it. 309-808. Miss Kiki, 309. Can I buy you?
No.
What's your price?
I don't have one.
$1 million won't change your mind?
Pardon me?
$1 million won't change your mind?
Oh, no.
I mean, you won't do some strange things for a little change.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. You know, we got to have some integrity these days. 806-777. I got $2 million, and I want to just spend the night.
Well, I don't think so.
You know you want this money, girlfriend.
It's not the fact you don't want the money, but you can't buy me.
Hey, how you gonna be? How you gonna feel tomorrow? Will that money help you forget?
No, money won't help you forget.
I don't think so. 404-909. I got $3 million. Cause I know you got them racehorse legs. I got $3 million. I'm going to put it on the table in my briefcase. I just want to spend the night.
Have a glass of wine.
Yeah, have a glass of wine. But I got to make your back.
And you can leave and go home.
Oh, no, we got to do some tricks now. We got to do that aerobatic thing. We got to do some tricks.
No tricks, Dr. Rock. No tricks.
No, we got to do some tricks. I mean, we got to crack backs. I want legs trembling. You want me stuck to the covers. All of that.
No, Dr. Rock.
I want my $3 million worth.
maybe 4 million, but not three.
Oh, here we go. See, here we go. 4 million. Hold on, let me make a phone call. Ain't gonna take but a minute.
No.
Hey,
no.
Now we all saying this, guys, but I guarantee you, start $1 million in cash. You know, I think a lot of us we straight coming out our clothes. I'm just going to be real with you. I've seen it happen. You start throwing C notes, strange things start happening. And these are good church girls.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you. It can get bug wild. So we want, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody, we want to do a good show tonight so that, you know, because we know tomorrow we're going to have about 100, 200 listeners. And, you know, we just want to put a good show on for them. But we want to also let you guys know that we always say here at the KKMT Radio with the Doctor is that, you know, we support and we promote the family unit. And we just want everybody to be in love, fall in love, stay in love, and don't go nowhere yet because we got a good one for you. Hey, look, tune in Tuesday night, 7 p.m. with the KKNT Radio Network. We got another one for you.
In
show
the
just
night,
like-
I hear them talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so cold as a winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, yo. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
To the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock, where we promote family unit and a happy, successful relationship.